Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
You're welcome back. Ukraine continued its cross-border assault into the western Russian region of Kursk today that has seen its forces take control of a 1,000 square kilometre section of land there on Russian soil. But a government spokesperson also said today that Ukraine has no interest in occupying the Kursk region long term. There were ominous warnings from Moscow today that Kyiv's crazy, their word, incursion into its territory could trigger a wider conflict. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined by Ukrainian MP Andriy Osadchuk. Andriy, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello there. Thank you for having me here.
Why go into Russian soil? What's the aim?
Look, it's quite complex, but in the simple words, you see that for the last 30 months, Ukraine was able to stop Russia. In fact, Russia was not able to do nothing material since, I think, October 2022. But symmetric war is a way to nowhere for Ukraine, because I think it's understood that Russia was and is much bigger. They have much more people. They have much more military equipment. They have much more military capabilities. They can attack Ukraine from a very far distance. So all that parameters are saying that we had to act differently. We had to find some asymmetrical ways of attacking Russia. We had to perform some creativity, because this is the only way how we can change the static war to dynamic war.
How do you want to... So can I ask you that, Andriy? What does a dynamic war mean? What change do you want to bring about exactly?
Dynamic war mean that for the last week, Ukrainian troops was able to enter Russian territory. And for the last 7 days, Russia can do nothing with it. And we're taking control over huge Russian territory. We create a huge panic inside of Russia. We are disturbing internal moral situation in Russia. And we clearly show to entire world that Russia is much, much weaker than one may think, and Ukraine is much stronger than one may think.
And what?
At the same time, we are fighting for stronger and stronger position. Because for the last 2 years, dozens of politicians from the West was pronouncing the word negotiations. But till today, Putin understands negotiations only as a surrender of Ukraine and the West.
What response, Andriy, does Ukraine expect from Putin here?
Look, we don't expect nothing new. For the last 30 months, he did everything possible. Kyiv is the capital of Ukraine, from which I'm talking to you, is 4 million people, which is under permanent cruise missiles attack. All Ukrainian energy infrastructure destroyed. Tens of thousands of people has been killed. What else we have not seen? So that's why we don't expect any surprises. We just want to show to the entire world that Russia is weak. That's what we're repeating for the last number of years.
How far
Putin
will you go?
Putin is a typical criminal who just blackmailing everyone. That's it.
How far will you go into Russia?
I don't think that we will go very far, because logistics is very complex. We don't want to repeat Russian mistake of March, April 2022. Definitely, we need to provide support to our forces who are physically inside of Russian territory. So I don't think that it will be a very deep dive into Russian territory. But based on my information, at the moment, Ukrainian troops continue to movement inside of Russia.
It's not just one front in Kursk that I've mentioned. It's also Belgorod as well. Will there be a third?
Absolutely.
Could there be a third or fourth front?
Absolutely. And don't forget that for us, it's a fight for sanitary zone. Because during all these long months of war, this territory of Russia is using as a ground for shooting Ukrainian territory by artillery, by missile system, and so on and so forth. And what we see now, that for the last week, the number of bombardment of the eastern region of Ukraine dramatically reduced, mostly because we were able to push Russians out of Ukrainian border. So that's why there is a direct military interest in this.
The Kremlin has talked, and Putin has talked about escalation as a result of this. Do you think, and they have mentioned nuclear warfare previously, do you think that could be a realistic option for Russia and Moscow?
Look, my friend, Putin is saying about nuclear threat each second month. If you open the media reports starting the beginning of big war, each second month, Putin is threatening everyone with nuclear weapons because that's the only Russian strategy towards West. And it's extremely successful strategy because during last decades or even probably century, what Russia successfully did, they promote the fear of Russia. You're so much afraid of Russia that you don't even believe that it's possible to defeat them. We are showing to the West that it's possible. They are not so scary as one may think. And all this blackmailing with the nuclear weapons, you know, it's kidding. You know, if someone still reacts on that, you know, it's not serious.
Can I ask
Putin understands only force, and we demonstrate that to him.
And do you think that you can, with force, bring him to peace talks?
With force, we need to bring him to understanding that he's moving to collapse of Russian Federation, that he is not able to destroy Ukraine, but what he can do is to destroy Russian Federation because their resources is also not unlimited. And they have huge problems in all parameters, starting from population, finishing from economy and investments and money and everything. So we want him to understand that continuation of this war is not just useless, is dangerous for Russian Federation as a country.
And can I ask you this finally, Andriy? If this is to be successful, and if it's to be a paradigm shift in the defence of Ukraine and the defence of and the understanding of Russians, let's say, into what is happening in Ukraine, would you like? Do you think it's possible, or should it happen that allies of Ukraine would join in the effort on Russian soil?
That's the big question to our allies. For the moment, we are in long-term dialogue with our allies to reach an agreement which allow Ukraine to use Western weapons against Russia on Russian territory. Because it's absolutely ridiculous that during last 2 years, we obtained a significant number of military equipment, but in most of the cases, we're not allowed to use this military equipment against Russian territory when Russia is attacking us from Russian territory. Meaning that all this military help, in fact, is not help. It's just extension of drama of Ukraine and giving us no chance to finish this war. So I very much expect that successful operation in Kursk region will finally put a point in this discussion. We want to have unlimited right to use Western weapons, which are in our disposal, and the only limit for Ukraine shall be international humanitarian law, which we in full comply with. So all that, I think, shall bring the picture to more or less realistic end of this war, because time plays against us. We cannot fight forever. We need to finish this war in upcoming future.
Andriy Osadichuk, Ukraine MP, thank you very much indeed for joining us in the programme.